So who's your preferred driver? Is it human versus robot? We'll find out more about that right after this song.
Oh, yeah. I'm Brian.
Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, March 10th, 2026, and we just heard Brave Girls with We Ride 운전만 해. Now, if you thought Korea's college entrance exam was difficult, I had exam so much. Wait till you hear about the grueling training that London's famous black cab drivers have to go through in order to obtain their license. Now, candidates who want to become a traditional black cab driver spend nearly 3 years memorizing about 25,000 streets and 20,000 landmarks in London. It's all to have the knowledge to get their clients to their destinations in the fastest and more efficient way possible. That's why their notoriously difficult exam is simply called the knowledge. Now, in fact, a landmark, 2,000 study, by University College London found that London taxi drivers actually developed larger hippocampi. That's the part of the brain linked to spatial memory, just from memorizing the streets of the city. That's crazy. But due to the notoriously difficult test, the number of traditional black cab drivers have been falling recently. Licensed black cab drivers have dropped big time. I'm talking about 25,000 from 2014 to roughly 16,000 today. That's the lowest in 50 years. And the decades-old tradition and London icon is facing another threat to their existence with the introduction of robot taxis or robo-taxis, whatever you want to call them. Now, London is expecting to see pilot services of robo-taxis as early as next month, with plans to operate full driverless taxis by fall. And I say no thank you. Those things scare me. So the question remains, can artificial intelligence conquer one of the world's most complicated city streets? And would you prefer riding in a driverless taxi? Well, I don't know about the conquering part. It does look like a scene from Terminator 2, you know? And all of a sudden, those robot taxis have guns and they shoot us all. Yeah, I went dark, didn't I? But to liven y'all up, we have a great song. Girls' Generation, 소녀시대 with Mr. Taxi. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. All right, we got more music for you guys right now. NCT JNJM with Both Sides and Long Shot. Are you ready? Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Take a break from whatever you're doing right now. And guess what? We got some news from you guys that you probably didn't know, but don't just listen. Sip on that coffee or tea while we give you the info. Now, it's not just London's complicated streets where driverless taxis will roam. South Korea is also putting real money behind self-driving tech. About 3 billion won's worth, or roughly about $2 million to be exact, to expand autonomous transport where buses and taxis are scarce. Now, Korea's land ministry announced it will fund pilot projects in 8 regions, including Seoul, Daegu, Gyeonggi Province, Gangwon Province, and including Jeju Island. The goal? To fill the gaps. I'm talking about during the late hours, at rural towns, or tourist hotspots where public transportation is limited. In Gangwon, for example, a late-night autonomous demand-responsive transit service will launch in Gangneung, where self-driving shuttles will connect the city's famous beaches with the city's main express bus terminal. And down south in rural Hadong, autonomous loop shuttles will continue operating, while on Jeju Island, driverless vans will connect the airport, or connect the airport, of course, to downtown. Even in Seoul, the country's first driverless taxi service will begin operations in Sangam, Mapo District, although a safety operator will sit in the passenger seat just in case. Now, that I might ride. Now, officials say self-driving tech is necessary in underserved time slots and repetitive freight routes where driver fatigue is a real risk. But even with autonomous vehicles, safety risks still remain. And as with London, technology might become a threat to real jobs without proper regulation. So, how do we find a balance between cost efficiency and people's livelihoods? We're gonna have to work on that, guys. Yes. But for now, let's work on getting you guys some good music. We got Red Velvet with Automatic and TXT with Sunday Driver. In case you missed it, it's time for, in case you missed it, here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. Starting off with news number one, Rosé becomes first K-pop artist to win Brit Award. Rosé of Blackpink has won International Song of the Year for Apatu at the 2026 Brit Awards. With the feature, she becomes the first K-pop act to receive the honor. The Bruno Mars collaboration, a pre-release from her debut album, Rosie, became a global hit after its October 2024 release, blending bright pop harmonies with a refrain inspired by Korea's Apartment Game. The track logged a record 45-week run on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 3. It also earned 2 trophies at the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards and multiple Grammy nominations. And want to keep things moving on to news number 2. Okay, we got Eunice to hold fan meeting in Japan. Eunice will hold a fan meeting in Tokyo later this month. The 8-member multinational group will return to the Japanese capital about 9 months after their Asian fan concert tour. Titled Moshi Moshi, This is Eunice. The event will take place twice on March 29th and is named after the group's Japanese digital single released last year. The Tokyo fan meeting follows Eunice's first North and Latin American tour, which spanned 14 cities including New York, Los Angeles, Ottawa, Buenos Aires, and Mexico City earlier this year. So let's check out the songs by the related artists. First, Rosé and Bruno Mars with Apatu, and then Eunice with Swicy. You're listening to all the latest updates and what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. It's time for news number 3. ITZY's Yuna to release first solo EP. Now, Yuna of ITZY will release her first solo EP called Ice Cream on March 23rd. As the youngest member of ITZY, Yuna will be the second in the group to make her solo debut. The physical U.S. edition of the album will arrive in stores March 27th, accompanied by a remix of the title track. Now, meanwhile, ITZY will resume their Tunnel Vision World Tour in April, starting in Melbourne, before heading to Sydney, Auckland, and 5 cities across Asia. Oh, we got some big news for number 4. Big Bang's T.O.P., a.k.a. Top, to make solo comeback independently. Now, Top, former member of the Big Bang group, is preparing a solo comeback with a new album to be released under his own label, Top Spot Pictures. After talks with companies including Sony Music Korea, he has opted to move forward independently. marking his first album in 13 years. Despite Big Bang's 20th anniversary and upcoming appearance at Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, sources say he has no plans to rejoin the group. I know, sad news for Big Bang fans. Now, teaser posted on January 1st hinted at a possible first quarter release, though no date has been confirmed. Well, we got to check out two songs, guys. First up, we talked about ITZY, so let's check out a song by Yuna called Yet But. And then Big Bang with Bang Bang Bang. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on, in case you missed it. All right, guys, it's time for our last story of the day. News number 5. Adore to hold worldwide auditions in search of a new boy band. Adore will host auditions in 11 cities worldwide for, of course, a new band that's gonna make a new boy band. The 2026 Adore Boys Global Audition is open to male applicants born from 2007. Wow, that's young. With submissions accepted in fields such as singing, dancing, rapping, and songwriting. All online applicants will have the chance to attend an in-person audition as the label seeks raw talent and potential. Maybe I should audition. I'm too old. Auditions will begin in Seoul on March 21st and continue across Asia, North America, and Australia through April 19th. Online applications close 3 days before each city's audition date. So get on that, guys, and write that date down. But for now, let's wrap up this segment, in case you missed it, with a great song by NewJeans, Hype Boy. All right, guys, that was New Boys, or NewJeans with Hype Boy. I had to mix the name and the group together. And how do you listen to our show? Pretty simple. Apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website, shortwave radio as well. And if you want more details, all you got to do is go to the website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. And of course, our gram at KBS K-Pop, where you can send in your song requests and your answers to a Y2C for a chance to win a prize. And if you're tuning in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos now provide Yeongeo English subtitles, so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars like IU, Park Bo-gum, Chang Won-young, and their appearances, of course, on Cool FM shows and understand what they're actually saying. But for now, let's check out two songs. First up, IU with Blooming and Baek Yeri-in with Square. All right, well, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. We have a song by Kim Sung-gyu, When I Think About You, 널 떠올리면, taking us out. And our producer is Chae Dong-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.